Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning to you.
Well, it's pretty cool to talk to the 2011 Nurse of the Year.
I have to say, I was pretty overwhelmed, and this is a first for me, being on the radio.
All right. Well, tell me about the process, when you heard about it, what you thought, and what's happened since.
Well, I was at work, and I got a call from the State Journal saying that I had been selected to be the 2011 Nurse of the Year for the Lansing, State Journal area. And I was like, what? You have to be kidding me. So it was quite a surprise. He said they had, they had a contest. I don't know. You could put in your nominations, and they had over 100 nominations. They reviewed them all, and they picked me. It was quite an honor, I have to say.
All right. Did Sparrow decide to give you some more cash because of that?
Not Sparrow, but I think I might be getting a little prize from the State Journal.
Well, very, very good. Well,
yeah.
Well, nursing has been a touchy subject at Sparrow. We were, seemed like daily, talking with officials from the Nurses Union, from Sparrow, going through that that nurses' strike possibility and all that stuff. Tell us about that. How'd you deal with that, and what was it like?
Well, I guess I can just say I've been a nurse for 34 years, most of it all at Sparrow. And over the years, the physicality of the nursing job has increased, the technology, the knowledge that you need has increased, the stress level has increased, everything has increased. And, in this day and age of do more with less, it applies to nursing as well as every other thing. But I just have to say we were just, we just wanted enough nurses to take care of our patients. And that was what it was all about, and it all was resolved, and we are happy with that. And the bedside nurse is what I do. I work on a labor and delivery unit. I get really close to patients in a short amount of time, and that contact with the patients is what's kept me at the bedside of nursing all these years, I guess.
What's been the biggest challenge you've had during your nursing career?
Well, I would have to say, people always say labor and delivery is such a happy place to work, and for the most part, it is very happy, and it is an awesome place to work. But it's also very sad when it is not, things don't go right, and it is a high litigation area, and that's kind of stressful, and medicine is like that nowadays. So it's just, getting by day to day on when it gets really busy and you feel like you're maybe not having enough resources to do your job. But it all resolves, and we do have enough resources to do our job. But it is a struggle.
All right, tell us about the best thing or one of the best things that's happened during your nursing career.
The best things, well, this is the best thing, Nurse of the Year. That's pretty good. My family is very proud. Somebody asked me that for the interview too. What's the defining moment in your career? And I can't really say that I have had a defining moment. But like I said, when you have a baby, I don't know, do you have children?
I have two.
And think back of when you had those children. It is such an emotional time in your life. And I have the opportunity to be a small part of everybody's life at the most intensely emotional moment. And I still cry at deliveries all the time, especially when the dads cry. And that is, so I have many little defining moments every day.
All right. Well, I will agree with you. I've had two boys, both in intensive care at Sparrow, and the nurses were phenomenal. And yes, I wept when both were born.
Yes.
It's a very cool thing to go through. And before I let you go, I'm going to put you up on a stump now. Tell folks why they should consider being nurses.
Well, you always have a job. That's pretty much one thing. In this economy, there's a nursing shortage, and you will probably always have a job. It is truly, they always say it's very rewarding, and it is. Like I said, that is what's kept me at the bedside all these years. You meet people from all walks of life, and everybody has a different story to tell, and I'm just thankful that, and you, if you are a nurse, will be able to experience that as well.
Linda Erspamer is from Marquette. She went to MSU's School of Nursing and graduated from there. She's a mom and a grandma, and she's the Nurse of the Year. And good times for you, Linda. Thanks so much for sharing a part of your day with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.